SRN News, I'm John Scott. A push by Ukraine to secure more weapons for the struggle against Russia.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says as NATO celebrates 75 years, his nation is under siege.
I don't want to spoil the party, but of course my message, the birthday party, but my main message today will be patriots, because saving Ukrainian lives, saving Ukrainian economy, saving Ukrainian cities depends on the availability of patriots and other air defense systems in Ukraine.
Kuleba adds he's grateful NATO has agreed to begin identifying air defense stocks that could be sent to his embattled country. On potential NATO membership, Ukraine's senior diplomat says it's up to allies themselves to decide on the form and content of the next steps. But, of course, he says, we believe that our country deserves to be a member. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNews.com, Muslim Americans continue to be angry with President Biden over the Israel-Hamas war. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president's plans for an iftar dinner this week were scaled back when invited Muslim American leaders refused to attend. A meeting was scheduled instead to hear from the Arab community. One of the attendees was Dr. Thayer Ahmad, a Palestinian-American ER doctor. He told CNN that he walked out of the meeting with President Biden and Vice President Harris after telling them what he witnessed while treating hospital patients in Gaza. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Biden has told Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on new steps to protect civilians and aid workers. The two spoke by phone today, days after Israeli airstrikes killed seven food aid workers in Gaza. Stocks have moved lower now. The Dow is down 274 points, the NASDAQ losing 31. This is SRN News. A new website is tracking the cost of transgenderism in sports.
Every time a male wins an athletic competition against females, it is recorded at shewon.org. The site lists nearly 300 first place, 263 second place, and 250 third place awards that have gone to males playing against females. The operators of shewon.org also estimate the men have taken scores of scholarships away from women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds that Americans agree on a number of the country's fundamental values. The AP NORC survey reveals about 90% of adults say the right to vote and equal protection under the law are very important. However, while 58% of Republicans think a culture grounded in Christian values and beliefs is an essential characteristic of America, only 18% of Democrats agree. This is SRN News. An audit conducted by the Postal Inspectors General found significant problems at a new regional facility in Virginia, including damaged mail left unprocessed for months and a worker asleep at a forklift. The audit released last week raised questions about the Postal Service's plans to modernize its processing network. A new list has the U.S. at the top spot.
The new Forbes list of the world's richest people shows nearly 2,800 billionaires worldwide. The U.S. has the most at 813, a combined worth of nearly $6 trillion. Topping the list is French fashion mogul Bernard Arnault of Louis Vuitton fame. He's worth $233 billion. Coming in second is Elon Musk with $195 billion, followed by Jeff Bezos with $194 billion, and Mark Zuckerberg with $177 billion.
That's Tisha Stevens. More details at srnnews.com.